Welcome, New Beginnings Church family, to this week's Faith is My Fitness. Thank you for tuning in. As usual, we're going to start out with prayer. Father God, thank you for every way that you're on the move, Lord God, every way that you're working through this podcast. In Jesus' mighty name, may the message go far and wide today. Amen. Do you ever have those weeks where God asks you to do things that are particularly difficult? God has recently been asking me to eat in a different way, to drink, to no longer drink sugary drinks, to watch my sugar intake, to not eat out as much, and to do all of these things. See, God is now moving from the spiritual weight that he's been working on for years in me to now working on the physical weight of my body. You see, I am 308 pounds as of yesterday. That's what I weighed in at the doctor's office. You see, over the past few years of walking on this fitness journey, I have only lost maybe 7 pounds, and I keep gaining them back. And God explained to me in the beginning of this fitness journey that, Brianna, you will never lose your physical weight unless you lose your spiritual weight first. Now, God has finally done a work in me where the spiritual weight is pretty much taken care of. There's a few things that God is still working in me on. There's a few things and areas God is still healing and restoring. But he has done a work in me to where the spiritual weight is truly uplifted. The chains and the addictions are truly going away. And now God has began a work in me where he's now working on the physical weight so that he can make a whole and complete person out of me. So that he can make fully and completely a finished product of me, where I'm both healthy physically, healthy mentally, and healthy spiritually. See, God doesn't want like the diet programs want. He doesn't just want you eating healthy. He doesn't just want you exercising. He doesn't just want you starving yourself. He doesn't want you doing all these tasks and rules and regulations just so you can maybe lose a pound. Sorry. You see, God wants you to be a part of everything he's called you to. He wants you to be a whole and complete individual, lacking in nothing. You see, God doesn't want to clean out your house partially, your inner house, your inner self. He doesn't just want to clean you out spiritually and leave you hanging. He wants to work on you spiritually. Then he wants to work on you physically and mentally too. Because once you get the inside right, you can start working on the outside. You see, it's just like working on a car. You got to get the engine working before the outside really matters. Amen? Because what good is a car if it's not running right? What good is a car if it's not running right and the engine's not working? What good is its physical appearance if its insides aren't working? You see, you can make something look really pretty on the outside, and if it doesn't work on the inside, it ain't no good. See, the same thing is true for a human being. If everything on the inside is broken, there's no point in working on the physical stuff because you are so broken spiritually that you ain't even going to begin to be able to do a diet program or exercise or eat right because you're not right. You have to get right spiritually before you will ever get right physically. That is one lesson that God taught me from the beginning of it. And there will be weeks where God asks you to begin to sacrifice things and change things about your eating habits and the way you diet and the way you exercise. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be an easy journey. It's not going to be an overnight fix because you didn't get in this mess overnight and you're not going to get out of it overnight. But what I can tell you is that if you follow God every step of the way, that he will lead and guide you. That you don't got to be perfect at it. That you're not always going to get it right. But that even in those moments, God will correct you and teach you and guide you. And to trust him to do so. Father God, as we go about this day, this moment, help us, Lord, to remember that you are in control. And that you are God. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good night, New Beginnings family. Amen.